So a few things as it relates to this Gemara. Today's daf, like so many of the dafin that we've been learning recently, are dafin where every single line has so much raid. So we'll go through this a little bit differently, where we'll stop and pause a little bit. But again, so Rav Ami said, Loma nisbecha misas miriam leparashas para aduma, to teach us, ma para aduma mechaperes, af misasan shal tzadike mechaperes. Toisfis, the top toisfis on the Amid, is bothered. He doesn't ask it blatantly. He doesn't say ve'im toimar, doesn't say kasha. He doesn't say words of tema, but Tois clearly bothered with a kasha. And Tois kasha is that the Gemara seems to be saying that the Parah Aduma was mechaper, right? Lama nisbecha misas miriam leparshas Parah Aduma, ma Parah Aduma mechaperes, af misasen shal tzadikim mechaperes. Freik, Toisvis, the Parah Aduma is mechaper? Everybody knows. What was the purpose of the Parah Aduma? The purpose of the Parah Aduma was to be metaher. If somebody was Tomei Tumas Meis, the way he achieved Tahira was, a Koyin would have to come, take the Parah Aduma, first he had to shecht it, then they burnt it, they took the ashes, they mixed it together with water, and then they would spritz it on top of the person that was Tomei Meis, b'yom ha'shlishi b'yom ha'shvi. That's what the Parah Aduma was. The Parah Aduma wasn't a mechaper, the Parah Aduma was a metaher. So Freik Toisvis, ma Parah Aduma mechaperes? The Parah Aduma is not a mechaper, the Parah Aduma is a metaher. So Toisvis says, pirish al maisei ha'ego. It's true. The Parah Adumas in future generations, and there were several, they were not mechaper, they were metaher. Oh, but the erste Parah Aduma, Toisvis says, that was mechaper. And it was mechaper on the Chet Ha'egel. And Toisvis quotes a medrash that Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Chukas in the name of Rav Moshe Adarshan. And that is, Moshele ben HaShivcho, Shetinef Palterin Shamelach. The son of the Shivcho had made a mess in the palace of the king. Oimer HaMelech, the king said, Tavayimai, let the mother come. And let her clean up the mess that her son left. The eagle is the son. The para is the mother of the eagle. Klal Yisrael made a big mess with the eagle. They needed a kapara. Who's supposed to mop up? Who's supposed to come and clean up? It's the mother. Who's the mother? It's the para. So the para aduma was mechaper for the chet eagle. So it's true. L'doiris, the para aduma was not a mechaper. But the ersh, the para aduma that the Yidden brought in the midbar, that para aduma was mechaper, and it was mechaper on the chet eagle. And either way, says Toisvis, that's what the Gemara means when it says ma parah aduma mechaperes af misasen shel tzadikim mechaperes. It's referring to that Rav Moshe Adarshan, that there's an element of kapara for the chet ha'egel inside the parah aduma. The Marsha says a different pshat. The Marsha says that throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara talks about the parah aduma was kachem, but at the same time it was kachem bedek habayis. It wasn't a carbon, it wasn't brought on the Mizbeach. It was kachem bedek habayis. For sure had Kedusha, yeah, mechaper, not mechaper. It for sure had Kedusha. But it was kachem bedek habayis. Stating that, there's different halachas that the Gemara says that the Parah Aduma is treated like a carbon. The Lashon of the Gemara is chatos kari rachmana. You have it in Yom Daf Beis, you have it in so many different places. Chatos kari rachmana. Which means that even though really, in essence, it's kachem bedek habayis, but on some level, it's like a carbon. It's treated like kachem Mizbeach. So says the Marsha, so you see there's a dichotomy in the Parah Aduma. On the one hand, it's kachem bedek habayis. On the other hand, it's a carbon. It's kachem mizbeach. So he says, on the tzad that it's kachem bedek habayis, so it's a metaher. But on the tzad that chatas kari rachmano, it's also a mechaper. So it's true. In its core, the Parah Aduma is a metaher. At its core, it's kachem bedek habayis. But just like chatas kari rachmano, and a chatas is ba'al chet, the chatas is a mechaper, so too on some level, the Parah Aduma is also mechaperes, it's also going to be a chaper. So usually when you think of the Parah Aduma, you don't think of a mechaper, you think of a metaher. But then again, the Torah called it a chatas. And this dinim, right, a Parah Aduma that's brought shalai lishma is like a chatas that was brought shalai lishma. There's a whole bunch of different dinim that we treat the Parah Aduma like a chatas. So if we treat the Parah Aduma like a chatas is a mechaper, the Parah Aduma is going to be a mechaper as well.